Hey there, everyone. Once again, stuck in this stupid traffic. Now, to be honest, I have never ever seen a traffic jam this far deep into my pet home. I just don't get it. I have been, it's hard to demonstrate with hands, but usually this is the biggest traffic that I have seen so far, and today is like this.
Oh my
Like, I don't know, it
gosh.
feels like five times longer than whatever I have seen before. But at least I have some time to talk on video, right? So that's win-win for everyone. I wanted to talk a little bit about, well, my channel. So I have been to this BSD conference, and it really woke up something in me. Like, while I was growing up together with Linux, there was a lot of stuff that I could learn from scratch because it was a new operating system for me, and it was a chance for me to learn something, to see how things work under the hood, how to configure this, how to configure that, stuff like web servers, mail servers, logging system, crontab, a lot of stuff that you don't find on Windows, right? So it felt like unique to Linux, but it's actually similar to all of the Unixes. And from the perspective of what the BSD conference woke up in me, I have started playing a little bit more with OpenBSD and FreeBSD. By the way, did you know that FreeBSD 15 is going to get an installer option to install KDE immediately with the operating system, so that for the first time in a long time, you're going to be able to boot into the graphical user interface after installing FreeBSD? I think FreeBSD has had something like this back in the day, but they didn't have it for a long time. So this is kind of cool. Anyways, what I was going to say is that learning how FreeBSD works under the hood, and basically how to become a future master of FreeBSD, feels like I'm relearning Linux. Maybe not exactly Linux, but it feels like the same events that transpired while I was a teen, right? So it kind of gives me the opportunity to relive what I enjoyed doing back in the day, like seeing the operating system becoming a grown up. And I'm not saying that FreeBSD isn't a grown up. It's really a high-end server operating system. But from the perspective of desktop environment, it's still a bit, the year of FreeBSD desktop, right? I think you're going to understand what I mean by that. But it's going to be something that I'm going to have a lot of fun with in the following months. And the version 15 of FreeBSD is going to bring not just the KDE out of the box, but also a lot of new drivers for Wi-Fi. This is something that OpenBSD has had for a long time, but FreeBSD was very lacking in that regard. So whoever was trying to use BSDs on a laptop, FreeBSD really didn't offer a very good experience in Wi-Fi up until now. So 2025 is going to be the year when FreeBSD kind of gets Wi-Fi. I mean, it has it, but it's not that speedy, so to speak. Another thing that I was thinking about talking about is this is a little bit embarrassing topic, but I'm gonna be honest, really the best I can without sounding like a jerk. The channel that I'm doing is really a hobby of mine, and I'm not even pretending that it's something else. This channel is never, ever going to be my job, my primary job. I have a primary job from which I'm right now coming back home from, and this is something that I do from 8 to 4 usually, and it's good. I love my job. I love getting paid every month, so it's a win-win. But in terms of you know, a man has to do something for fun. Sorry about that. That's my radio. A man has to do something for fun in his life. Some people do guitar. Some people play soccer or football, whatever you call it. Some people, I don't know, play video games. I am one of those, but I kind of got bored lately. What I'm doing with this channel is basically my hobby, right? And the way I do my hobby primarily is by having a lot of fun and doing whatever the hell I want on this channel. But I also listen to what my audience expects. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm doing 100% what you tell me to do. I still do what I want to do, but I also don't want to do stuff that I know for a fact that nobody's going to care about. So I already told you that I have kind of invented a new live show, a quiz, right? And this is something that is going to happen in the following days. I am still doing some final preparations because this really needs to be perfect from the get-go. And another thing, I kind of feel like I'm doing okay with my interviews that I did a couple of days ago on the BSD conference, and I'm going to do more of those. I have no clue how I am going to meet in person all of the Linux people who I think are interesting, but I am going to try, even if it means flying a bit of, you know, with the plane. But if I'm going to fly with a plane, it, you know, it has to be some really interesting figure, because that's going to cost me a lot of money. But I am going to try to bundle, you know, my expenses with having fun. And this kind of leads me to what do I earn back from this channel. Right now, I am learning, earning roughly about 30 euros per month from YouTube, and this includes your membership. So I think I have like 10 of you who are members of this channel, and your memberships, the 10 of you who I'm very thankful for being members of the channel, thank you very much. So your memberships plus YouTube ads all together is like roughly 30 euros that I get from YouTube. And you know, having like 4,000 subscribers, it seems okay, I suppose. I have never earned anything from YouTube previously, so I suppose that's normal. Amount of money, you know, to be honest, it's shit, but it's better than nothing, you know. So I was thinking in the future how it would be lovely if I could have more members, and if everyone would support me with the most minimal possible amount that exists, which should be around 1 euro on YouTube. I don't think I can make it smaller than that. But ultimately, this didn't go quite according to plan, and people are not very ready to support me with money. And I'm okay with that. I'm not telling anyone that you have to pay me. I don't tell anyone that you have to watch ads on my channel. You know, this is a topic that I'm not supposed to talk about on YouTube, so I'm just gonna leave it at that. You know, one way or another, if I don't get proper monetization so that I can pay for all of these hobbies, for my new microphones, for my new cameras, for my plane tickets, if I'm going to go and interview someone who is interesting to you guys who are going to watch these interviews, maybe I'm going to have to try to find some sponsors. But then again, how do I inject sponsors into the content without making it very annoying for you who watch this? If you have been watching the Linux Experiment, you know, Nick, The way he does sponsors is basically a carbon copy of the what's the name, LTT, Linus Tech Tips, right? So the two of them have the exact same method. They start a video and then they kind of inject a sponsor in a way that it, you know how they go, like, speaking of this topic, today's sponsor is something, you know, and it kind of rhymes with whatever it came in the sentence before. Honestly, I find this a bit annoying method. If you don't think that's annoying, let me know so that I can count this as being an option for me. But honestly, personally, I find this annoying, and I always press the skip button, like skip forward on YouTube to go to the to behind the sponsor part of the video, right? And another way that I may be able to do this is, like, I don't know, put some images. I have no clue, actually. I have never really thought about injecting sponsors anywhere where it might affect the fluidity of my content. You know, if you have noticed, I do have one of my Patreons that is not human, but it's actually a company. If you fast forward to the end of this video, you're going to see who that is, if you haven't noticed already. They don't pay much, so I didn't even think about making them like the sponsor of this video is, you know, but they do help me a little bit on top of my 30 euros per month that I get from YouTube. So that's what it is, right? Most certainly I will not do, what do you call these sponsors that everyone seems to be doing these days, like Shadow Warriors game or something like that. That's utter bullshit, you know. But I don't want to talk about this topic anymore. Let me know, what do you think about how could I increase my revenue without making it annoying for you? That's all I'm asking. And I am going to see you in the next video. Thank you very much for watching, and thank you very much for joining my channel or supporting me on Ko-fi.